Chapter 3. A difficult week followed that little apology. Not that Matt made things hard for Foggy. He didn't. He was a little too perfect. He was polite, in a stiff kind of way, that told Foggy Matt was still seething, but was too well-mannered to say so. So Foggy did something he'd never done before. He withdrew. He retreated into his textbooks, and Matt did the same, though with audiobooks for the most part, and hours of silence turned into days of awkward encounters. Foggy didn't know how to fix it. He'd upset Matt with that offhand and offensive comment about his blindness, and he'd apologize. Matt had shut him out ever since. Foggy had tried to say something to clear the air a dozen times. Tried, meaning opened his mouth, saw how cold, defensive, and closed off Matt looked, and went back to reading his criminal law textbook. Things came to a head during their very next lecture together. It couldn't have been more apparent to Foggy that the diagram, not to mention every written word on the screen behind the lecturer, was unhelpful in that particular format to Matt. He waited for Matt to say something, to ask the lecturer to describe the contents of the diagram. Matt didn't ask, and Foggy didn't either. He thought about it. He wanted to, because he worried that Matt would miss some of the key concepts in that diagram without proper explanation. But after days of silence and awkwardness between them, he didn't dare call attention to Matt's blindness in front of an entire class of first-year law students. It got harder, of course it did, when homework was passed around in the form of typed questions. Typed questions that Matt couldn't read. Question 1. Explain in your own words what the reasonable person test is and how it may be applied by a court, Foggy read silently. It might as well say, fly to the moon and bring me back a pound of Swiss cheese, for all the good that piece of paper did Matt. Foggy cleared his throat, fully intending to say something quietly to the lecturer while everyone was busy talking about the question. But fortunately, the man finally seemed to realize that he was supposed to be teaching a student with a significant vision impairment. Nelson, help Murdoch, was the best he could come up with, and Foggy sighed, casting a sidelong glance at Matt, who immediately stiffened. I don't need help, he said quietly. Then he slipped his phone out of his pocket. Foggy just watched him this time. He didn't make a comment about Matt's blindness. He just let Matt show him exactly what he was capable of. Matt navigated the phone with ease, breezing his way through the verbal feedback the phone provided him with as he tapped the screen. Foggy would later come to learn, when he finally asked the right question, that the automated voice was called a screen reader. 10:11 a.m. Device unlocked. App launcher. Text to speech. Double tap to activate or double tap and hold long to press. Actions available. Text to speech. Search with your camera. More options available. Search text. Question 1. Explain in your own words what the reasonable person test is and how it may be applied by a court. Matt's lips curved into this triumphant, self-satisfied little smile, and Foggy almost grinned. Matt had successfully proved his point. He didn't need help with his homework. Foggy almost wanted to laugh at the stunned look on the lecturer's face. Instead, Foggy flipped through his textbook to the section on the reasonable person test, beginning to read aloud for Matt's benefit, not that he needed to. Matt had certainly proved that. The reasonable person refers to a hypothetical person who demonstrates average judgment or skill. The reasonable person has various generalized attributes, including risk aversion, sound judgment, and a sense of self-preservation, which prevents them from walking blindly into danger, Foggy finished somewhat awkwardly. Then Matt did the most undignified snort Foggy had ever heard and actually laughed. It was more of a low, amused chuckle than anything, but it was a laugh, and Foggy laughed too, awkwardly at first, but then with greater freedom and more naturalness to it when Matt didn't stop. Is something funny over there, Nelson? Murdoch? the lecturer called sternly. "No, sir," Matt answered, straightening up and adjusting his glasses, the very picture of a model student. "Nope, nothing's funny," Foggy chimed in. "We're very focused over here." He grinned and ducked his head, then glanced at Matt, who was playing with his phone case, a more restrained but no less wonderful smile curving his lips. Relief coursed through Foggy's veins at the sight of that smile. The ice had broken at last. "Truce, Matt," Foggy said, his voice tentative. "I really am sorry about what I said before." "Yeah, I'm sorry too," Matt mumbled, shaking his head. "You didn't mean anything by it, and I was having an off day, and I'm not very good at conflict resolution." He smirked as he said it, almost like it was some kind of private joke, which Foggy supposed it was. A future lawyer being bad at conflict resolution. It was funny. Not as funny as walking blindly into danger, but funny nonetheless. "I don't think we study conflict resolution for a couple of years," Foggy muttered, consulting his class schedule. "I guess you've got time to learn." "I guess," Matt agreed, his smile fading. "Foggy, I'd really like it if we could be friends. I'll try to be less, I can work on communicating better." "Okay, just tell me if I say something stupid. I don't ever mean anything by it. I think you're awesome," Foggy added quietly, feeling a little self-conscious. Silence descended again, but it wasn't the heavy, awkward kind that had persisted for days. It was the shy, tentative kind that existed between two guys who didn't know each other well and were learning where the boundaries lay between them. "So, friends?" Matt said hesitantly. "Yeah, friends," Foggy agreed with a bright smile. "Shake on it?" "Sure," Matt said, dipping his head slightly. He held his hand out, and Foggy took it as the olive branch that was and shook it. The friendship was tentative and new, as was the peace between them, but he let himself hope that it would last for a long time. End chapter 3.